Pay attention. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
All right, what moving along say? Today. We've talked about this next story a couple of times, but time for a bit of an update. Parents in the small town of Williamston have been battling for their chance to recall the school board for some time. It was beginning to look, however, like they would get no chance at all. The community there reacted to the school board after they moved forward with policies giving special protection to transgender and gender identity students. Even though more than 80% of those that weighed in on the topic opposed such a move, the board voted 6-1 to ignore the parents, and that's when the recall effort began. Joining me, one of those parents today, Lori Jonacek. Lori, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here. Now, Lori, it seems that after getting the legal runaround, you're finally going to get your chance in court, or at the ballot, I should say, with a recall effort. But before I get there, I'm confused about a couple of things. Because it's confusing to me that the school board would move forward with these sorts of policies, even though you have anti-bullying policies in place in pretty much all districts in Michigan. And isn't there an equal education policy here in Michigan that was established, I believe, in 1997? Why would they do this at all?
You're exactly right, Steve. Williamston has a much bigger problem than recall if any student's being bullied, discriminated against, or harassed. They shouldn't be. Williamston has had the equal educational opportunity policy, like you said, on the books since 97, and a comprehensive bullying policy since 2012. And, you know, the other question parents have is, why would Williamston's hands be tied to provide a referral for any services that a student who was struggling might need, like if there was a student who was suicidal because of depression or bipolar? And the answer is they wouldn't. So if this isn't about equal opportunity, equal protection, or equal access to services, it begs the question, what is this about?
Well, I ask that because what comes to mind there, I believe they're called IEPs, individual education plans, which are also provided before by Michigan law. If there's a student that has a struggle, whatever it may be, whether it's fitting in, maybe they're not comfortable, maybe they need something special, extra, you know, attention. IEPs are provided to any student that's shown to need one. Is that true?
That is, yep. And these students have to go through a process to get those services that they need, those accommodations they need. And that's also been a concern about the community, saying, you know, you're going to guarantee customized support for a single group of students without having to go through this type of policy. What that seems very exclusionary and not inclusive of all students. So that's certainly a point of contention as well.
So clearly we have a situation where the educational equal education policy is in place since 97. Anti-bullying policies are in every district in the state that I'm aware of. In Williamson, you say 2012. That sounds right. Now, is there a specific student or group of students here that identify as transgender or gender identity or have issues here that are having trouble in Williamson? Is there a group of people that we should be concerned about?
You know, I think we should be concerned about every student, and that's been since the beginning that every student matters. And to my knowledge, we don't have any students who would identify that way right now, Steve.
So it's just a theory. So what I'm coming back to here, Lori, and I need to ask you this. Lori Jonacek here, a parent in Williamson, working toward a recall of the school board or some of the members that voted for this policy, is that it starts to look like a political move, a political stunt, something to grab attention, because if there are no transgender students known, you've already got equal education policies in place, you've already got anti-bullying policies in place, then why would you plow over 80% of your parents and residents and say, we don't care what you think, we're going to put this in anyway? What's the point of putting in a policy that affects no one that you're aware of and irritates the entire community?
Right. Yeah, it seems to be an elective decision, really, this division that's been brought to our community. And I think we've got to go farther back. So Board President Greg Talberg and Sarah Ballinger sit on a 3-member policy subcommittee. And I attended all 4 of those meetings back in October. And there was a really, I think, telling part. There was a point where the reasonable suggestion of, hey, this seems like a handbook matter. Everybody matters. We welcome everyone. And he got really frustrated at one point, and he looked up, he said, but we've got to send a message. And I think that's right. There's enough cumulative evidence to say that, you know, this could be a personal or political message, especially when we consider that Nathan Triplett of Equality Michigan actually helped to craft pro 8011 speaking points, so the gender identity policy, and said things like, they're on to us with the bullying policy, essentially let's get a new angle on this. And one of the lines was, the board is on our side and our attorneys will represent them. And those speaking points can be found at Williamston for Truth, the public Facebook page, if anybody's interested in taking a look. It's about 5 pages, I think.
So you pretty much exposed them for who they are. Now, for the record, in the interest of making sure that everybody knows we're playing fair here, as we always do, I've invited Greg Talberg on this program 2 or 3 different times, and he has declined politely 2 or 3 different times. But those on the school board are more than welcome to share their views here and have a conversation about it. But I guess I don't understand, if there are anti-bullying policies already in place, if you have the equal education policies in place, and that's statewide since 1997, then what are we working to protect? Lori, I'll give you the last word.
Sure. Steve, that's a great question. And honestly, this has always come back to our students, and especially our students' privacy and parental rights. And you know, nowhere in these policies does it say that, you know, it's optional only for students over 18, or nobody is allowed to use a bathroom, locker room, shower opposite their biological sex. And these have been the two things, and they have ended up in these two policies. And it's just not right. And parents are standing behind that and persevering. And we do hope to recall these board members.
Yeah, and after getting the runaround for several weeks and months, which you were stalled, pushed back, told to start over with language in your petition collection drive, you're finally on track. It looks like it'll probably make the ballot in November. But I'm sure, Lori, you can come back and give us an update at some point. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye.
All right, quick break. It's 25 after on this Friday. You know, parents do have the right. Remember, it's local control. It's all about local control in schools. Williamson's been trying to get it back for some time. This is the Steve Gruber Show.